can't believe it. Another manager. And it's just, it is chaos, isn't it? You know, the whole season's been chaos and it's finished in chaos. I thought Lee Clark, they'd brought him in to pretty much see them next season, try and get out of League One. But obviously not. He's obviously left due to whatever reason. And now they're on the lookout for yet another manager. And it's one of those, who would go there? I just don't know.
It seems truly bizarre that Lee Clark, for about the last month, 2 months, has been talking about building for next season and getting his targets in and all that kind of thing, and then suddenly he's resigned.
Yes, yeah, and that's why it surprised me most, is because he was looking forward, which is exactly what you have to do when pretty much the last nail was in the coffin for Blackpool in the Championship. You have to open your mind and think, right, which ones do I want to keep, which ones do I want to go, and who do I want to bring in that's going to give me a best chance to get me out of League One? And you've got a month ahead of everybody else, sort of thing, you know. But then, bang, last game of the season, and now they're going to have, obviously, a few weeks, I would have thought, trying to find a new manager, and then that puts you behind the rest who are looking at players that are thinking the same for League One, you know.
I guess it must be difficult enough to attract players with all the off-the-field stuff going on the protest, but this can only make it more difficult, can't it?
Well, yeah. Who wants to go and play for Blackpool at the moment, the way that the club is being run, the way that the club is being managed? It's one of those, it would have to be a last option, or the money would have to be good. And obviously from the Championship and the way it's gone this year, they obviously aren't paying over the odds for players. So why would you choose, if you've got the option of another club and Blackpool, why would you choose Blackpool ahead of any other? And that's the problem that a new manager is going to have.
Clearly we're only speculating because we have next to no details on exactly how this has come about, other than the statement that Lee Clark has put out through the club website. But does everything go back to the owners? Is it the same situation as the supporters always say, you know, the buck stops with the owners on this one?
It looks that way. You know, you have to be careful what you do say. But yeah, I think everything this season has all come down to the way that the relationships between managers and chairmen and the fans. And I think you need a club pulling in all the same direction, and it looks like you've got three different parties pulling in three different ways, and when you've got that, you're going to have a shambles on your hands, and that's what it is. And whether it goes all the way back to the chairman and the way that he's ran things, you know, it is his club, he runs it how he wants to, and it's not been fantastic this year. But the times when I was there, and when Ollie was a manager, you know, 2.5 years both managers would have had, and that's when they've had their much success. So the stability, they backed their manager, and they had success. So, it, you know, it's no coincidence that happened. So I think they've got to look longer term now, and see, right, we're going to pick a manager, however we go, keep him there for a couple of years, and back the judgment that they're going to have.
Are there any obvious candidates that spring to mind to sort of take over the reins and try and drag Blackpool out of League One?
Yes, I think there's one very obvious one. And, you know, I think, you know, Holloway would be the most obvious. Been there, understands what the chairman's like. They had a good relationship when he was there. They played some fantastic stuff, had the most successful period under him. So whether he would come back, I don't know. For one, I think Steve Thompson is about and not in work, so that's another one that I would suggest, because he's Blackpool through and through, knows the club through and through, understands the poor side of it, if you like, and understands what the mentality side of it. He understands how Blackpool works, you know, that it's not got the best training ground. It's not got the best facilities in the world. However, you can get the best team spirit there, and which can take you through and win things. And those sorts of people are, I think, the people that you're going to have to look at.
Crucially, could someone like that, a Holloway or a Thompson, start to rebuild this relationship, not just within the club, but between the club and the supporters?
I think they're those types that understand the club, like I said, and understand the fans, and the fans like them. You've got them on side straight away. I think the biggest relationship is the one between the manager and the chairman. That needs to be a strong one, which it hasn't been over the past year or so. And I think the bigger one is between the chairman and the fans. Somehow the chairman has to get them back supporting the club and not having a go at him. And whether that's bringing the right man in and backing him, then that's what he needs to do.